Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord showed me something here recently that's helped me and ministered to me. I've asked Him, just personally and privately, I said, Lord, because I'd see terrible stuff. I said, Lord, how do you tolerate that? Because if something bothers you, it's because He's in you. And if something seems terribly amiss and substandard to you, it's because we're learning something of His holiness and purity and righteousness. But how much more Him who is completely pure? The tragedy, the death, the deception, the cruelty, the curse. It's not right. And I've asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how do you tolerate it? And He helped me to see recently, He said, it's so brief, Keith. It's so brief. Now see, we think 100 years of life is a long time, but it's not.
Right.
From God's perspective, one way He can tolerate it is because no matter how bad it might be, nobody has to endure it for very long.
Right. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. So it's years and years. That's nothing. And it seems like a long time when you're in it, but it is very, very, very brief. You and I are so young. We know so little. We've been here such a brief amount of time. And right away, we'll all be out of here. And if the Lord hadn't come yet, there'll be a new crew. They'll be shouting and praising God, talking about, but we'll be out of here. If somebody says, well, He's coming right away, I believe it. But if He tarries half a day, we won't be around to see it. Day with the Lord's like 1,000 years. You going to be around another 500? I don't think so. If He tarried an hour or two. And we do want everybody to get saved that can get saved, right? That's why He's waiting. He has long patience for the whole fruit and harvest of the earth. And we want everybody to get saved that can. So, yes, we want Him to come, but yes, we want everybody to get saved too. Aren't you glad He's in charge of these things? And not somebody that'd go off half-cocked and do something too early or wait too long. He'll do it exactly right. Exactly right. Where are you? I'm not quite ready to go there. Go to Ephesians. Now, if you can hold all those places, hold them, because my plan is to go there, maybe sooner than later, but go to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. What's more important to the Lord that's happening in the earth than building His church? Now, it should be obvious, but there are people confused about this. You hear people all the time saying, what's God doing now? You know, nearly every program you go on, especially a TV interview, a radio, nearly everyone, they throw the mic in your face and go, what's God doing now, Brother Keith? Well, He never changes.
No.
Well, people don't like that answer. Oh, yeah, I know that. But you know what I mean. What's the hot topic now? He never changes. His interest doesn't fluctuate. It doesn't vary. He's building His church. And I don't believe there is anything happening in the world that's more important to Him than that.
No.
Do you?
No.
What would it be? Why would it be? The church that He has bought, purchased with His own blood. Did you hear me? There's nothing that I can see in the Word or anywhere else that is more important to Him than this. So what should be most important to you and me? The church. Building the church. And every time you see somebody that's not saved, you ought to think, building materials. Building materials. Because when the last living stone is sealed into place by the Holy Spirit, we're out of here. That's what everything is going towards. Everything else is just going to fade away. All the kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our Lord. None of these nations are going to make it out and continue. There's going to be no U.S. of A. Did you hear me? It's going to be the kingdom of God. And that's it. That's it. And it's going to be those that were born again and in the kingdom and those who were not. And that's it. In Ephesians 4, he said, verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The unity of what?
Spirit.
Unity of what?
Spirit.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Skip down in the chapter to verse 13. He says, till we all come in the unity of what? Unity of the faith and of the knowledge of what? The Son of God. Our faith is in Him. He did not say till we all come in unity of doctrine. Unity of understanding of the doctrines. Not going to happen. I said it's not going to happen. We are never going to agree doctrinally on everything in this life. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Trying to achieve it is vanity. Trying to get everybody to conform to your doctrinal beliefs, vanity. Trying to get all the groups together to agree together doctrinally, vanity. But what do we all have in common? Jesus. Oh, come on. Don't make light of this. Don't pass over this quickly. What do we all have in common? What's the one thing you can't be a Christian without? You can't be a Christian without the Christ. Right? The Christ. And we can believe. And all have faith in Him, and all have love for Him, and all submit to Him the best we know and walk in the light that we have. And if I know you love the Lord like I do, and I know you believe in Him like I do, that ought to be enough for me to call you brother, sister. If we don't agree on healing, well, okay. If we don't agree on prosperity, well, okay. We don't agree on prophecy, you know, scriptures, well, okay. But we agree on this. There's one way to God. Jesus. This is what the church is built on. The rock. Glory to God. The Christ. The Son of the living God. This is what we're built on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 133. You got that? Psalm 133. He said in this psalm, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's sweet. What's the opposite of that? Strife, division, fussing, fighting, arguing. Being hurt, being mad, being upset. The Lord spoke to me very strongly a number of years ago and charged me to allow zero strife in the ministry that I was over. And then later in the church that we're over. I mean, charged me. And He spoke this to my heart. He said, strife is the manifest presence of the devil. It is the atmosphere of hell. It's not just the heat that makes hell, hell. It's the company. It's the atmosphere. What makes heaven heaven? What is the atmosphere of heaven? It's God. And God is called the God of peace. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of peace. When God's in manifestation, there's peace. The Bible said He's not the author of confusion. Literally, it just says He's not in it. God is not in confusion. You see a bunch of confusion and strife and agitation, God is not in it. I don't care how many scriptures they're quoting. I don't care if they're talking in tongues. God is not in it. When God's in manifestation, peace that passes understanding. Glory to God. Makes you want to slide down in your chair and go, ooh, thank you, Lord. Makes you relax and be at peace. There's healing in that peace. Freedom for your mind. Somebody say peace. How good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Now look, he gives us a picture of it though. He describes it. It is like, what is like? Brethren dwelling together in unity is like this. It's like the precious ointment. Somebody say ointment. Ointment's a type of the Holy Spirit, a type of the anointing. It's like the ointment where?
On the head.
Notice he didn't start with the feet. Let's get the feet together and let's work on getting the hands together and let's see if we can get the elbows together some way and knees together and let's get this group together and let's get that group together and we got to get everybody together. Work on getting this solved and getting that solved. You don't achieve unity by working on getting body parts together. Well, I'm getting some funny looks across the crowd. This anointing of unity, this anointing in unity starts from the head. I said it starts from the head. The head. Everything produces after its own kind. Doesn't it? You know, you and your wife fight like cats and dogs. Don't be surprised. You got strife among your kids. Huh? Pastors fuss and fight and break furniture and throw dishes. Don't be surprised. You got strife all through your church.
Amen.
Your ministry.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me